Batman, The Long Halloween, Chapter 13, Punishment. Labor Day in Gotham City.
I am Holiday.
The calendar man was right. We had something the Holiday Killer wanted. Sal the Boss Maroney, once the chief rival for control of Gotham City. Now, Maroney is dead. And while there are few tears that will be shed at his passing, Holiday has claimed another victim. Alberto Falcone aims a gun at the head of James Gordon. He does not get a chance to fire. The guard that was with him stands up, strikes. This guard is more than he appeared.
No, I shot you down.
A Kevlar vest, more than enough to stop a .22 at close range. He tries to shoot again, but I grab his hand. The gun falls. Gordon dives for it.
I've got the gun. Take him.
Such a small gun.
Ugh.
And yet, it caused so much destruction. Not unlike the gun that killed my parents. This is only the beginning. Alberto Falcone is Holiday, the son of Carmine the Roman Falcone, Gotham City's untouchable crime lord. On New Year's Eve, Alberto was killed, another of the Holiday's victims. The city coroner confirmed his death. I went to the grave myself, the city coroner. Confirmed his death. And yet, for nearly a year, this serial killer has held Gotham City in his grasp. His identity unknown, only that he struck on Holidays. I suspected Harvey Dent, the district attorney, my friend. I was wrong. I reached down, grabbing Falcone.
Batman, enough. I won't let you do something that we'll both regret.
I made a promise to my parents to protect this city from the evil that took their lives. If I am to succeed, I must be willing to deal out the punishment. Then do what needs to be done.
Alberto Falcone, you are under arrest for the murder of Salvatore Maroney. You have the right to remain silent.
The next day, the papers printed in bold letters. Holiday Killer, caught. Days later, in an interview room at Gotham PD, Alberto Falcone is Holiday. He faked his own death on New Year's Eve to throw us off. Then, he continued, undaunted, cherry-picking his father's enemies.
Falcone, you have a visitor.
Holiday.
My son.
In July, he killed the city coroner, who must have known that the wrong body was in Alberto's grave. In August, he killed his Aunt Carla, who went looking through the coroner's files, behind the glass.
All the clues were there. Why couldn't we stop him sooner?
I blame myself. I suspected Harvey Dent, the district attorney, my friend. But Alberto could not have done this alone. His father had to know it was not his son in that grave.
You need anything? I can get you a pair of those eyeglasses you like. The purple ones.
No. I don't need anything, thank you.
Alberto seems cold, just continuing to smoke. The casts on both his arms not making it easy.
Look, I can get you out of here. You plead guilty to killing Maroney. And only Maroney. And I can fix that. But only if you let all this other nonsense about a Holiday go.
Nonsense? Do you even know when my birthday is? I'll give you a hint. It falls on a holiday. Is it Christmas? New Year's? Father's Day?
All right, just calm down.
Is it February 14th? Valentine's Day? Not that you would know, since you had business to attend to every single year.
I thought you understood.
I do understand, Papa. It's why you sent me away to Oxford. You didn't want my help even when I offered. You didn't want me in the family business. You and your father and his father before that. You thought Gotham City was synonymous with organized crime. But Gotham City has changed. It doesn't want your kind anymore. Now look at me! I'm bigger than all of you, put together! I am Holiday!
The Roman must have known. Halloween night in Gotham City, the home of Harvey and Gilda Dent.
Take your time. There's plenty for everyone.
Gilda.
Huh?
Barbara insisted that we, she wanted to take the baby, James, out and show him all the... And,
Oh, come here. Long time no see.
Barbara embraces her, holds her. She needs it. Minutes later, inside.
You can't imagine what it's like. Every time the doorbell rings and it's just kids. The kids who want candy. I go to the door hoping he'll be there. Where is my husband? Is he even alive? Where is my Harvey?
Arkham Asylum. One by one, he goes through the high security cells, the guards nowhere to be seen. One by one, he releases them all, decided by the flip of a coin. Finally, reaching the cell of the Calendar Man.
Sorry.
The Roman's penthouse.
Ah! How dare he defy me? My own son! He's gone to the gas chamber when I could have stopped the whole thing! Ha! Alberto.
Outside, a vine by poison ivy creeps over the wall, taking care of the guards. A gas grenade sends smoke into a corridor indoors.
What?
Two more go down. The penthouse lights go out moments later.
What? Yeah? Sophia, I want everyone downstairs. Now.
Yes, Papa.
Falcone, Sophia, and any men that remain make their way through the house, passing one body after another.
Oh, this is bad. Bad. Very bad.
He reaches his office, kicking the door in, and finds all of them.
Trick or treat!
What is this?
What needs to be done?
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
How much longer did you think I would let the Falcone family tear Gotham City in half? Splitting the city between good and evil. Vice City. Nice gun. Light. 22 caliber. Perfect weapon to kill you with.
Do it! Ha! Then we decide who gets the city. I'll burn it all down before I let a freak have it.
A gas grenade.
Wow.
A flash grenade, and then I arrive, crashing down through the air vent, dropping the grate onto Grundy. My father had an old dictaphone. He kept it in his study. He would make recordings. I can still hear his voice. When faced with a seemingly insurmountable problem, your only option is to act swiftly. Some might even say, irrationally, removing the most dangerous elements first. And methodically attacking each subsequent challenge in a separate but deliberate manner. He was referring to surgery. Solomon Grundy, the Joker, Poison Ivy, the Penguin, Mad Hatter, Scarecrow, Catwoman.
That's me.
In rebuffing her advances on Independence Day, have I lost an ally? Whose side are you on?
The same side I'm always on.
Batman. Again and again. The courts will send the Vec to prison or Arkham, and we'll have the same problem again and again.
He has Falcone at gunpoint. Harvey.
Harvey is gone. Two-Face is more like it, don't you think?
If you pull that trigger, how are you different from the Roman?
That's Jim Gordon talking. You know the system doesn't work. That justice can be decided like the flip of a coin. Two shots to the head. If you ask me, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Papa? Papa? Dent, you bastard. I'll kill...
Catwoman. She leaps onto Sophia, biting her on the forehead.
It's finished. What's done is done.
I'll kill you.
Don't! Sophia!
They fall backwards towards the window and through it.
I'll kill...
Catwoman catches the ledge with one hand, reaching down.
Don't! Grab my hand! Grab my hand! No! Ah! Sophia.
Inside, I try to reach him. You still believe in Gotham City. You were married here. You want to start a family. If nothing else, think of Gilda.
Gilda?
Give me the gun, Harvey.
Nice try.
Everything goes black. Across town, soon.
Working late again, Vernon?
Who?
You have to answer for Harvey Dent. Somebody gave Maroney the acid to throw in Dent's face. Somebody who saw Maroney just before he entered the courtroom. That somebody is you. Vernon Fields, assistant to District Attorney Harvey Dent. You believe in the justice system, don't you, Vernon? You didn't spend all those years in law school for nothing, right? Then you know justice has two sides. Innocent or guilty. Like this coin. One side clean. The other scarred.
Please don't kill me, Mr. Dent.
I get there later. Too late. The coin is left there, stained in blood. I then notice behind me that the bat signal is lit. I am being called. The roof of the police station, where he waits for me.
I've killed twice tonight. I did what needed to be done, for now.
Why?
I did what needed to be done.
You'll never convince me of that.
Harvey! My God, what's happened to you?
There won't be any judges to be bribed. No witnesses will disappear. The Roman is dead. And I killed him. The long Halloween is over.
We'll get you help.
You're the ones who are gonna need help from now on.
Harvey, you betrayed everything you believe in.
Not everything. Arrest me, Jimbo. We'll see how the law and order handle Harvey Dent. 1 second. You both know, don't you? There were 2 holiday killers.
What?
Later.
What did you think he meant? That there were 2 holiday killers? Alberto Falcone confessed to all the holiday killings. He's going to the gas chamber.
Harvey is obsessed with the number 2. We'll never know for sure. But tonight was Halloween. Harvey Dent killed the Roman with a .22. The last holiday murder. In the end, Harvey Dent was holiday too. Was it worth it? The promise that we made to bring down the Roman. What it cost us. Harvey.
If you're asking me, did the good guys win? Yes. The good guys won, Batman. But I won't know if it was worth it for a very long time.
The home of Jim and Barbara Gordon. Gordon sits by his son's crib. Just holding him.
Jim? I heard you arrested Harvey Dent on the police scanner. I'm so, so sorry, Jim. Oh, what are you gonna do now?
What I have to. Continue. I believe in Gotham City.
I made a promise to my parents that I would rid the city of the evil that took their lives, no matter what that evil looks like or became. I believe someday I will make good on that promise. I have to. I believe in Batman. Arkham Asylum. Harvey Dent sits in a large, empty room.
Gilda.
Christmas Eve in Gotham City, the former home of Harvey and Gilda Dent.
Harvey, I did what needed to be done. Do you remember? You promised we would finally have time together when you didn't have so much work to do. I read your case files about taking serial numbers off guns and how a baby bottle nipple would muffle the sound. How clues are left at murder scenes. I used your hat and coat for disguise and left those things at the killings. Johnny Vitti was the first. Then, again on Thanksgiving, I left the hospital while you slept. And again on Christmas. But when Alberto Falcone was shot on New Year's, and you came home that night, your hair was wet, even though you were wearing a hat. A hat. I found the gun in the basement. You told me it was evidence, but I knew. You had the same idea as me. You picked up where I left off, so we could have time together. A child. A secret. Let them think it was Alberto. No one will ever find out. Because they don't have you to help. You are my Apollo. You can do no wrong. I believe in Harvey Dent.
Batman The Long Halloween, Chapter 13, Punishment. Starring Omri Rose as Batman, Ray Bullock Jr. as Two-Face, Rex Anderson as Captain James Gordon, Drew Kalen as Carmine the Roman Falcone, Natalie Winter as Catwoman, Jeannie McGuinness as Gilda Dent, Thaddeus Gilmer as Alberto Falcone, Tyree Peterside as Sophia Chiante, also with John Curcio as the Joker, Kevin Gaddy as Vernon, Sarah Langton as Barbara Gordon, Sean Morton as the Scarecrow, Stephen Chesterton as Solomon Grundy and the Mad Hatter, Steve Porter as the Cop and Guards. Music written and composed by Declan Gilgallon. Written by Jeff Loeb, with art by Tim Sale. Adapted and edited by Carl Dutton. Sound effects sourced from freesounds.org. Batman, all characters therein, is copyright of DC Entertainment. This is a fan production with no copyright infringement.